The African nation of Rwanda has managed to a great extent to put its painful past behind it. And Rwanda is now looking to reinvent itself as part of the English-speaking world. That's a major break from Rwanda's history. It was a colony of Belgium with French its official language. But now Rwanda has joined the Commonwealth, a group of nations nearly all of which were British colonies. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton explains.
Rwanda took a major step towards becoming Anglophone when it adopted English as one of its three official languages. President Paul Kagame is English-speaking and launched his rebellion from exile in neighboring Uganda before seizing power back home in Rwanda in 1994, the year of the genocide that left 800,000 people dead. Kagame made no secret about wanting to switch from French, the language of Rwanda's Belgian colonial roots, to English and to transform his country into Africa's cyber capital. Admittance to the Commonwealth was part of his master plan, although its members are predominantly former British colonies. Rwanda's Foreign Minister, Rosemary Museminali.
We wish to join the Commonwealth because it's part of our foreign policy. To us, we believe an organization that has one-third of the world's population, an organization that is working together on different levels in capacity building, on trade. The other day they were talking about climate change. We don't think that is talking shop.
Rwanda's foreign minister shrugs off those who dismiss the Commonwealth as an amorphous organization with no direction. She says that by sheer force of the numbers of its membership, when the Commonwealth speaks, the world listens. But human rights campaigners lobbied against Rwanda becoming the 54th Commonwealth member, saying President Kagame's leadership was politically repressive and failed to meet the organization's core values and standards. Kamala Sharma is the Commonwealth Secretary General.
Our own assessment is that the political will is considerable. The effort that is being made, the reconciliation, the healing, which is in their mind, these are all standards that will be recognized by Commonwealth as worthy standards.
So, with Commonwealth membership secured, Rwanda is forging ahead with its grand plan to spread its wings way beyond the French-speaking world, while settling comfortably into the English-speaking East African community, alongside its Anglophone neighbours Kenya, Uganda and Tanzania. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.